弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Francis, let's read some of passages.
第一处在诗篇。
First place in the Psalm.
110篇。
110。
诗篇110篇。
Psalm 110。
我们念两节。
We're going to read two verses.
这是大卫的诗。
This is a Psalm of David.
耶和华对我主说。
The Lord said to my Lord.
耶和华就是亚卫。
The Lord is Jehovah, Yahweh.
主就是 Adonai.
The Lord is Adonai.
他是救主，他是主，他是王，他是弥赛亚。
He's a Savior, He's a Lord, He's a King, He's a Messiah.
你坐在我的右边。
Sit at my right hand.
等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
耶和华必使你从西安伸出能力的杖，在仇敌中掌权。
The Lord will stretch forth your strong scepter from Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies.
好，我们来看，再来读一处，还是诗篇118篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 118.
我们知道刚才念的这一篇和这一篇118篇都是弥赛亚的诗篇，最后的两篇。
We know that the Psalm we just read, Psalm 110 and Psalm 118 are the last two Psalms about Messiah.
我们知道整个诗篇150篇，其中最少有15篇是弥赛亚的诗篇。
We know the amount of 150 Psalms, at least 15 of them are about the Messiah.
是最后的两篇。
So these two Psalms are the last two Psalms of these 15 Psalms.
好，我们来念22节。
So let's read the verse 22.
匠人所砌的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
The stone which builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
这是耶和华所做的，在我们的眼中看为稀奇。
This is the Lord's doing, it is marvelous in our eyes.
这是耶和华所定的那个日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
我想这里讲的日子就是今天的主日，就是今天。
So the day it mentioned here is Lord's day, is today.
是七日的第一日。
The seventh day, the first day in the 7 days.
因为这一天是我们主耶稣从死里复活的一天。
Because this is the day our Lord Jesus was resurrected.
他也成了房角的头块石头。
Also, he became the cornerstone.
这是神所做的。
And this is our Lord's doing.
今天主日，我们应当欢喜快乐。
Today, the Lord's day.We should be rejoicing and be glad in it.
我看看弟兄姊妹，没有几个笑眯眯的。
I look at the brown sister. Nobody actually, very few are rejoicing.
好像很愁苦的样子。
We all have a long face, look very sad.
这是主所定的日子，我们要欢喜快乐。
This is the day the Lord has made. We should be rejoicing and be glad in it.
主耶稣复活了。
Because the Lord Jesus was resurrected.
他不但坐在至高者的右边。
Not only he's sitting at the right hand of God.
今天就在你的心中。
Today he also is in your heart.
今天就在教会中。
Today he's in the midst of church.
我们要欢喜快乐。
That's why we need to rejoice and be glad in it.
好，我们再来念出《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
第四章。
Chapter 10.
使徒行传第四章，第四章。
4. Acts 4.
我们来念几段。
We're going to read a few passages.
第四章第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 through 4.
使徒对百姓说话的时候，祭司们和守殿官并撒都该人突然来了，因他们教训百姓本着耶稣传说死人复活，他们就非常的烦恼。
So as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came to them, being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. So they are very upset.
第三节
Verse 3.
于是下手拿住他们，因为天已经晚了，就把他们接到第二天。但听到之人有的都信的，有许多信的，男丁数目约到五千，光是男的有五千人。哇，这是第二次彼得在哪里传主耶稣的复活，有五千的人最少信得住。
And they laid hands on them and put them in jail until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the message believed, and the number of men came to be about 5,000. So this is the second time when Peter preached, and 5,000 men, we're just counting the men here, 5,000 of them believed.
第六节
Verse 6.
这是第二天早晨。
This is the next day morning.
又有大祭司约拿和盖亚法、约翰、亚历山大并大祭司的亲属都在那里，叫使徒站在当中，就问他们说，你们用什么能力奉谁的名做这事呢？
So Anna the high priest was there, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and all who were of high priestly descent. When they had placed them in the center, they began to inquire, by what power and in what name have you done this?
第八节
Verse 8.
那是圣灵被圣灵充满，对他们说，自民的官父和长老啊，倘若今天因为在残疾人身上所行的善事查问我们，他是怎么得了痊愈。
So Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, and said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are on trial today for benefit done to this sick man, as to how this man has been made well,
你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这人得到痊愈，是因你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name, the man stands here before you in good health.
十一节
Verse 11.
我想这一段彼得用就是刚刚我们念的诗篇118篇里面的一句话。
So here, Peter was quoting the psalm we just read, 118.
他是你们匠人所砌的石头，已经成了房角的头块石头。这是我今天同弟兄们交通的题目，就是房角的头块石头。
He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. So this is the theme of today's message I'd like to share with you.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天上天下人间没有赐下别的名来我们可以靠着得救的。
There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
好，最后我们还要看一段经文，马太福音27章。
Last passage it will be Matthew 27.
马太福音二十七章
Matthew 27
我们念一段四十五节到五十一节。
We're going to read 45 through 51.
四十五节。
45, verse 45.
从五正到深处，天地都黑暗了。
From the sixth hour, darkness fell upon all the land until ninth hour.
那就是从正午的十二点到下午的三点钟，三个小时。
So it's from 12 noon to 3 o'clock afternoon, the 3 hours.
天地都黑暗了。
The darkness fell on all the land.
又在深处，耶稣大声喊着说，以利以利，拉巴撒巴，哥大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我们都知道主耶稣在十字架上最后四七句话，这是第四句。
We know the Lord Jesus uttered seven words, seven sentences while he was on the cross. This is the fourth sentence.
那就是十二点的时间。
That's it, when the time is at the 12 noon.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？站在那里的人，有的听见说，这人呼叫以利亚呢。那中有个人赶紧跑去，那海面沾满了醋，放在位置上，给他喝。
And some of those who were standing there, they, when they heard it, they said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and taking a sponge and filled with the sour wine and put it on the reed of them to give them to drink.
其余的人说，先等着，看以利亚来救他不来。耶稣就大声的喊叫，气就断了。这是第二次讲到我们的主耶稣大声的喊叫。弟兄姊妹，这表明什么？他极其的极其的痛苦啊。
But the rest of them said, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. The reason why Lord Jesus cried out with a loud voice second time because he was in such agony.
他气就断了。
And he breathed his last.
突然殿里的麦子从上到下。六位两败，地也震动，磐石也都崩裂。
And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
父神，这是你所定的日子。
Father, this is the day you have made.
匠人所砌的石头已经成了房角的头块石头。
The stone which builder rejected became the chief cornerstone.
这是耶和华所做的，我们看为稀奇。
This is a your work, and in our eyes is marvelous.
感谢主，这是主日，是主复活的日子。
Thank you, because today is the Lord's day, the day of Lord's resurrection.
蒙恩的儿女都应当在这里欢喜快乐。
Those who receive the grace should be glad and rejoicing in it.
我们今天都成了锡安的民。
We are now become people of Zion.
我们今天都成了真的以色列民。
We all have become the true Israel.
我们应当歌唱，我们应当欢喜，我们应当满心欢喜快乐。
We should be singing, we should be glad, all our hearts should be filled with joy.
感谢主，你不再纪念我们的过犯和罪孽。
Thank you, because you no longer remember our iniquities and our transgressions.
感谢主，叫我们今天征服了黑暗的权势、撒旦的权势、罪的权势、死的权势。
Thank you, because now we overcome the power of darkness, power of death, power of Satan.
主，愿我们喜乐，愿我们欢呼。
Oh, let us be glad and let us be rejoicing.
父神啊，你要因我们欢喜快乐，因为你默然的爱我们。
Father, may you be rejoicing over us because you observe us in silence.
主，因着我们的欢喜，你也要欢呼。
Because we are rejoicing, Father, you will be rejoicing too.
主让你喜乐，得着荣耀，这个天。
The joy of you may be glorified today.
让我们也蒙到祝福。
So that we all also be blessed.
让撒旦蒙羞，跑亏蒙羞。
May the shame be upon Satan.
主，我们在这里仰望你。
We are here, look up to you.
主，在这个时代的末了，何等需要你的话语的供应。
In the last days, like today, we need your word.
主，我们需要在正道上造就自己。
We need to be built up in the truth, in the faith.
把你的仆人，把你的翻译交在你的手中。
We command the speaker and translator into your hand.
主，愿主的灵与我们同在。
May your Lord, the Spirit, be with us.
给我们一个刚强的灵。
Give a strength in the spirit.
爱的灵。
And the spirit of love.
谨守的灵。
And spirit of prudence.
充满我们。
And fill us.
主啊，我们需要你的圣灵。
Lord, we need your Holy Spirit.
我们需要你的权柄。
We need your power.
我们需要你的圣灵。
We need your Holy Spirit.
我们需要你的话语。
We need your word.
需要你给我们信心。
We need you to give us faith.
我们为着在座的每一位祷告。
We pray for everyone here sitting.
愿你的灵也与他们同在，开通他们的耳朵。
May your Holy Spirit be with them and open their ears.
我们也为中间还没有归向你的。
And we pray for those who haven't received you, who haven't returned to you.
听见了这些话，他们也能够伏地敬拜这位真神。
Upon hearing these words, may their heart also bow down to worship this true God.
让他们说神正在我们的中间。
Let them say the God indeed is with us.
荣耀都归给你。
May all the glory be to you.
等候你。
We're waiting on you.
复活生命的大能，吞灭你仆人的软弱，灵里的软弱，身上的软弱。
May the power of the resurrection life devour all the weakness that we have.
靠着主，我们凡事都能行。
Through you, we can do all things.
我们就将等候仰望。
We are waiting on you.
我们祷告祈求，信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and beseech in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主，今天又有机会来到你们中间与你们交通。
Thank the Lord, we have another opportunity to be here with you, to share with you.
我差不多有五个月没有来到你们中间。
Almost for 5 months, I haven't been with you.
很长一段时间。
This was a quite a long time.
我今天出来的时候，开车，我就往教会的路上走。
So this morning, when I drove to the CTM church building.
因为我习惯了。
Because I got used to.
后来看了开了几秒钟，一想不对，今天是到以色列讲道啊。
And a few seconds passed, I realized that today I should be in Israel.
后来我想一想，哪一条路啊？你看五个月，我连哪一条路能够走上去，我倒有一点模糊了。
And I tried to find a route to get to Israel, but I got confused.
总算我走上了对的一条路。
Finally, at last, I got on the right route here.
你们都知道我一个很大的缺点，我东南西北分不清的，我开车一定要姊妹开的。
Some of you already know I have this drawback that I couldn't distinguish the directions.
我姊妹已经三个月在 Florida， 所以我三个月都没有出去。
My wife has been my driver, but she's been in Florida for 3 months. So for 3 months I didn't drive.
哎呀，我正想到姊妹太重要了。
Now I realize wife are so important.
感谢主，终于今天我没有迷路，走得很对，来到了你们中间。
Thank the Lord, I didn't get lost on the way here. I was be able to be here on time.
弟兄姊妹还记得我十月份最后一次同你们交通，就是去年的最后一次。
Dear brothers, do you still remember that the last time when I share with you, that was last October?
我的题目是基督那测不透的丰富。
My theme was.Then, the unsearchable riches of Christ.
已经讲了第几讲了，你们还记得吧？
How many the sessions we covered this theme? Do you remember?
18讲。
18 sessions.
讲了差不多有两年多了啊。
So we spent 2 years on this topic.
我想今天我就换了一个题目，绑脚的头块石头。
So today I changed the theme. That is the chief cornerstone.
但是虽然题目换了，我想这个题目同那基督那差不多的丰富还是有非常的关系。
Even though the name of the topic changed, but this theme is very much related to the theme we just mentioned before.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚念了诗篇110篇和诗篇118篇。
We just read Psalm 110 and Psalm 118.
我们都知道诗篇110篇有弟兄说这是150篇中间最高的最美妙的最属灵的最荣耀的一首诗。
So among these 150 psalms, some brothers said this 110 is the highest, most spiritual, most wonderful psalm.
最荣耀的最高的一首。
It's the most glorious, highest level of psalm.
弟兄姊妹，假如你真是好好地看110篇，你明白其中所讲的，你也会同意这句话。
If you have studied, read this psalm, and you agree this statement.
我们看到这首诗篇最少把我们的主耶稣基督这位弥赛亚8个方面的特征提了出来，讲了出来。
So in this psalm, it mentioned 8 characteristics of Messiah.
就是他的特征。就是他所有的，他所是的，他所做成的8件事。
So it's about 8 characteristics of who Messiah is, what he has done, the 8 characteristics of Messiah.
所以难怪有弟兄说这是一个最高、最属灵的、最美妙的一首诗。
No wonder the brother said that this is a most beautiful, most glorious psalm.
但是。
But.
假如没有诗篇118篇
But without Psalm 118
这首诗篇不能算是最高最美妙的最伟大的一首
Then we cannot say that Psalm 10 is the most highest and most beautiful most glorious Psalm
弟兄姊妹118篇一开始我们刚才读过了耶和华对我主说你坐在我的右边，这等到仇敌做你的脚凳。
For Psalm 10, it says that the Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I made your enemies a footstool for your feet."
我想这两节圣经我们刚刚念的，最少给我们看见了我们这位弥赛亚4个方面的特征，4个方面他所是的，他所有的。
We see that 4 aspects of.The character of Messiah in this hymn, and it says about what he is, what he has.
我想还有4个方面，我就让弟兄姊妹回去好好地看一看，思想一下，下次我们再来交谈。
So for these four aspects, I would like to leave it to you, brothers and sisters. You can study it, and then next time, we'll share these four other aspects.
我想今天我们的重点是和弟兄姊妹交通118篇。
Today, we'd like to share with you the focus on Psalm 118.
我想诗篇118篇，我们看到一开始我们就看到我们主耶稣基督的从死里复活。
So in the beginning of Psalm, we see the resurrection of the Lord.
他从死里复活，用大能显明他是神的儿子。
So through the power that he was declared as Son of God.
罗马书第一章第四节讲了很清楚，按照圣善的灵所，他以大能从死里复活，显明他是神的儿子。
So Romans 1:4 it says that who was declared as Son of God with power through the resurrection from among the dead.And according to the spirit of holiness.
但是亲爱弟兄姊妹，他是不是神的儿子啊？
Dear brothers and sisters, is he the son of God?
是不是他从死里复活了以后，他才成为神的儿子啊？
Is he Son of God only after he was resurrected from the dead?
我想我们的主耶稣基督从亘古一直到永永远远，他就是神的儿子，他就是基督，他就是弥赛亚，对不对？
So from the eternal past, our Lord Jesus has been the Son of God, the Christ.
但是他为了要成就父神那个永远的旨意，所以他道成了肉身，降卑自己，降卑自己来到地上。
But in order to fulfill God's eternal purpose, he was made flesh and he humbled himself, he humbles himself on the earth.
腓立比书第二章讲得很清楚，他本来有神，他不以神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，虚己，虚己。
See, in the Philippians chapter 2, it says very clearly, he does not consider equal with God as something to be grasped. Instead, he emptied himself. He emptied himself.
本来就是与神是一构的，他在神的右边。什么叫右边？右边就是同神是平等的，没有高，没有低，没有前，没有后，没有大，没有小，完全同父神平等的，这叫右边。
So he used to be equal with God, and he was at the right hand of God. What we mean by right hand with God? There's no higher, no lower, no before, no back. It is just equal with God.
但是他降卑自己。
But he humbled himself.
他自卑顺服，以至于死，死在十字架上。
He became obedient even unto death, the death on the cross.
神把他高举，是他超乎万民之上的名，叫天上、地上、地底下，因他的名无不屈膝，无不称他是主。我们的父神又把他升高了，从最低的一个地位又把他升高，升高到最高的地位，又坐在他宝座的右边。
So God exalted on high from the lowest place and gave him a name that's above every name under heaven, on the earth and beneath the earth, and every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess he's the Lord of lords, King of kings.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主现在神宝座的右边。
Now our Lord now sitting at the right hand of God.
在地上升天。
Now he ascended.
他本来就在地上升天，但是他来到了地上，他又降卑一直到地底下无底坑里面。
He used to be in the third heaven. Now he came down to earth. Not only earth, but also he went down to the pit.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？天有三层天，地呢也有三层呢。
Do you remember that the heaven has three levels, and the earth also has three levels down?
我们知道第一层的阴间，我们都称为亚伯拉罕的怀里，那就是乐园嘛，对不对？拉撒路和财主的比喻，我们都知道了。
The first level of the earth is called the bosom of Abraham. Remember that the story of Lazarus.
这称为阴间，但是是乐园的阴间。
This is called the shell. It's called the paradise.
我们知道第二层的阴间，那就是所有不信的人、不义的人，从旧约的、新约的那些人死了以后，他们的灵魂都在第二层的那个阴间。
So second level shell is those who for those who are non-believers in the Old Testament and in New Testament.
他们暂时拘留在那里，过了一千年以后，他们要在不是大宝座面前受审判，这个我们都知道，启示录二十章。
They'll stay there temporarily until the thousand years of a kingdom era is gone, and they will appear before the great throne of the great white throne, as Revelation 20 tells us.
还有第三层的阴间，那就是最低最低的无底坑。
And there's a third level under the earth that is called the bottomless pit.
我们知道那些犯罪的天使现在就关居在那里。
Those angels who sin, now they are locked up in that bottomless pit.
等候那大日的审判，这是彼得后书第二章讲得很清楚。
Waiting for the great day of judgment.
我们的主耶稣降卑，降卑，降卑到最低最低的那一个犯罪天使等的那个无底坑，三天三夜。
So our Lord Jesus humbled himself, he went down all the way to the bottomless pit.
我想这是在彼得前后书第三章讲得很清楚的。
So in the
不用时间去解释了。
Second Peter chapter 3 tells us this, so we don't have time to explain it.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神又把他高举起来。
God exalted him.
当他成就了神的旨意。
After he fulfilled God's will,
他又升到第三层天。
Now he ascended into the third heaven.
以大能显明他是神的儿子。
With power declared, he is the Son of God.
不但是显明他是神的儿子，给我们一个可信的凭据，他是神的儿子，他是基督永生神的儿子。
Not only that he declared to be the Son of God, but also he gave us evidence that he is Son of God.
这是使徒行传第十七章那里一段的话，我们都知道了。
So in Acts 17, it tells us about this.
叫他用死里复活。
So God raised him from the dead.
叫万国万民都有可信的凭据，主耶稣复活了。
So all
三天三夜，第三天他复活了。
So all the nation will have a proof.That Lord Jesus was raised up.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们传福音、传基督复活，有何等的重要
？So when we share the gospel, how important it is to share the resurrection of the Lord.
很奇怪，今天传福音有多少传道人在传福音，注重在主耶稣从死里复活的
？But today, how many preachers preach about the resurrection of Lord Jesus in their sharing the gospel?
弟兄姊妹，他是神的儿子。
Dear brothers and sisters, he's the Son of God.
他从死里复活显明了。
So he declares himself to be Son of God through the resurrection.
你去看希伯来书第一章第一节到第三节。
If you read Hebrew chapter 1 verse 1 through 3,
在这里给我们看见神的儿子，马上第一提起神的儿子。
So verse 1, it starts off Son of God.
牧师，他写着他的儿子效谕我们。
It says, in the last days, God spoke in His Son to us.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神早已立他为承受万有的。
He
是承受万有的主。
He appointed him as heir of all things. Heir of all things.
叫万有都伏在他的权柄底下。
He put all things under his feet.
他又写着他创造了诸世界，所有的万有都是他所创造的，对不对？神不但是让他能够有这样一个权柄，他也是创造了世界的。
And through whom, through the Lord, God made the world. And he not only Give him power, but he created the whole world through him.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
He is the radiance of his glory and exact representation of God's nature.
他用他的全能托住了万有。今天万有怎么能够按照这个次序在那里运转的呢？就是神的儿子用全能托住了万有。
And the Lord upholds all things.With the power of His Word, the reason why the whole universe operates smoothly because Lord Jesus upholds it.
所以他是诸世界是说他造的。
And we know that whole world is created by Him.
诸世界是说他的全能所托住的。
And the whole world is upheld by Him.
他也是承受万有的主。
And He also the heir of all things.
感谢主，这就是神的儿子。
Thank God, this is Son of God.
哎呀，今天我最近还看见一本杂志，叫《举目》，叫《Behold》，可能你们也有。那里有一篇文章在那里辩论，到底主耶稣基督是受造的呢，还是造物的主？到底主耶稣基督有没有原罪？哎呀，为着这个问题还在那里辩论，这是第一世纪就发生的问题，异端里面。讲我们的主耶稣基督是被造的，不是造物的主。主耶稣也有罪性，所以他会得受试探。哎呀，今天还在那里讨论这些无聊的问题。
So recently, I read a magazine called Behold, and in that magazine, they're debating about Lord Jesus. Is he a created being or he is the creator? And does he have this original sin or not? So this debate actually occurred in first century, but today we're still debating on this useless subject.
我觉得太无聊了。
I think it's all too futile, too unworthy.
但是今天基督教里面有不少人都相信了。But
strangely, many people in Christianity believe so-called Christianity believe such things.
他是受造的，他们用哥罗西书第一章，爱子是神不能看见神的像，是受生的，在一切被造之先，所以所有的被造，他是第一个被造的，他是 firstborn， 是这样解释的。
So they are quoting Colossians chapter 1. It says, Lord Jesus was a firstborn before all creation. That's why they're saying that the Lord Jesus was first created.
你没有再念下去哥罗西书这一段话。
So they haven't read continually following verses.
没有主耶稣的承载，没有这位弥赛亚的神永生神的儿子承载，就没有万物。这是这里的解释。
So it says that without Christ, that there's nothing will be created.
今天宇宙所有有天地有海有所有的万有都是因着他造出来的。
The reason why we have this earth and sea because all created by Him.
我们感谢神，这是我们今天跟随所相信的主。
Thank God that this is the Lord we're following today.
他怎么会有原罪？若是他有原罪，他能够担当我们的罪吗？他是无瑕无疵的羔羊，他的血能够洗净我们的罪。我们敬拜主。
How can he have the original sin? If he had the original sin, how can he become our Savior, the unblemished Lamb of God?
他是童女玛利亚生的，不是亚当生的。
He was born through the Virgin Mary, not through the descendant of Adam.
他是圣灵怀孕生的。
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，这是神的儿子。
Thank God, this is Son of God.
他得胜了，复活就证明他得胜了。他掌权，他做主，他现在做君王，坐在圣宝座的右边。这地方包含了四个方面，对不对？
Resurrection tells us that he overcame all this, everything else, and he was now the king, and he has power.
坐在宝座的右边这一段话。 在圣经里面，新旧约里面最少出现20次，还要多。
Sitting at the right hand of God occurred 20 times in the Old Testament.
我们都知道，在旧约也好，新约也好，都提到这句话。
We know that this phrase occurred in both Old Testament and New Testament.
光是希伯来书就是4次提到。
In Book of Hebrew alone, it mentioned 4 times this phrase.
我们若是把希伯来第一章到最后的一节，你看到我们的神从来没有对天使说：“你坐在我的右边，等我仇敌坐你的脚凳。”是对天使讲的一句。天使怎么能够同主耶稣相比啊？
So if we read through the Hebrews from the first to the last, that God has never said to any of angels that you sit on my right hand and until I make your enemy your footstool. Never said to any angel.
我们看见第一章希伯来第一章后面一句话，他洗净了我们的罪，他坐在至高至圣的右边。这是所以希伯来书，你就看第一章就有两次提到了，对不对？
So in the first chapter of Hebrew, it said after he made purification for sins, he's sitting at the right hand of Most High.
弟兄姊妹，我们想到这句话，我们不能不敬拜，我们不能不敬畏他，我们不能不跟随他。他不但是这位至高至圣的神，他爱我们，为我们流血， 为我们舍己，洗净了我们的罪，如今在神宝座的右边。
So when we think of this phrase that we are compelled to worship him because not only he's high above, but he loves us, and now he's sitting at the right hand of God.
我们感谢神，到了希伯来书第十章又提到了。
And in Hebrew 10, he mentioned it again.
他显了一次永远赎罪祭，就坐在神宝座的右边，只等到仇敌做他的脚凳。他显了一次的永远赎罪祭，就坐在神宝座的右边，等候仇敌做他的脚凳。
So in chapter 10, it says, he having offered one sacrifice for sins for all times, now he sat at the right hand of God until that God has made all his enemies his footstool.
到了十二章又提到了。
And in chapter 12, mentioned again,
讲到我们的主耶稣。
It talks about our Lord Jesus.
他为什么走上十字架他还能喜乐呢？因为摆在前面的喜乐，他就忍受了十字架的苦难，他就坐在神宝座的右边，这是他的喜乐。他轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，因为他知道他复活升天，要坐在又坐在神宝座的右边。
In chapter 12 Hebrew mentioned this phrase again. It says telling us the secret that is because of joy set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame. Now he's sitting on the right hand of God.
我想我们不用时间再来 举这个经文了。我们再看《使徒行传》第二章又提到了，对不对？在保罗的书信里面都提到这句话。
See, we don't have to take out more examples. Now we can go back to Acts 2. Now we also see the similar mentioning.
最少十次，直接的讲到这句话。
At least in Acts 10 times mentioned about this word.
整本圣经还有十次以上的是间接的提到这句话。
And、
哎呀，这句话何等的重要！
In the whole Bible, there are indirect mention of this phrase 10 times.
我想今天我们就不再用时间，我们看110篇。我说我今天的重点是在118篇。
So today we're going to turn to Psalm 118. This is the focus of today's sharing.
因为诗篇118篇一开始也是提到主耶稣从死里的复活。刚刚我已经解释过了，这是主日嘛，就是主耶稣复活的日。
So in the Psalm 118, it talks about resurrection of the Lord. That is this is the day.
为什么我要讲110篇？若是没有118篇的话，110篇就算不得最美妙、最伟大的、最高的一首诗呢？
So that's why I said that without Psalm 118, Psalm 110 cannot be the highest, most beautiful psalm of all.
主耶稣神为什么叫主耶稣死，叫他复活，叫他升天，让他掌权，坐在宝座上做王呢？
Why does God allow Lord Jesus to die and to be raised and to be the king and to have power?
还有四件事我刚刚讲，你们回去思想，为什么有这个方面呢？都是为了什么？为了成了方角的头块石头，来建造神的教会。
The reason why we have these four aspects of the truth, because in order for the Lord to become the chief cornerstone to build up the church.
这是神永远的旨意。
This is Lord's God's eternal purpose.
神最后要设出他的教会，把基督所有一切的奉圣在今世来世用世能够彰显出来，那就是圣城新耶路撒冷城。
So through the church, Lord Jesus will reveal the eternal purpose of God, that is the New Jerusalem.
就是基督的身体，就是教会，就是神的家，神的殿。
That is the unsearchable riches of Christ, that is the church, that is the temple of God.
所有八个方面的特征都是为着成为教会的方教的头块石头。
So all eight aspects of this truth in order for the Lord Jesus to become the chief cornerstone.
所以118篇有何等的重要。
So you see how important that Psalm 118 is.
我想这句话成了房角的头块石头，在新旧约里面也有最少有六次提到。
So to become the chief cornerstone in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, it occurs six times.
都是非常重要的经文。
These are all six very important verses.
以弗所第二章，你看。你们不再是外人，不再是客旅，是圣徒同国圣家里的人了，被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。我们也靠着基督同被建造，成为神是着圣灵所居住的所在教会。
So Ephesians chapter 2 tells us you're no longer aliens and strangers.Now you are fellow citizens with the saints, and you are of God's household, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the priests, and Christ as being the cornerstone.
彼得前书第二章讲得很清楚，主乃是活神，是被人厌弃的，但是被神所拣选、所宝贝的。我们来到主的面前，我们也都成了活神。
So he says, the Lord Jesus is the living stone rejected by men, but God took him as precious, and we all come to him as living stones.
我想你去看旧约，以赛亚也好，撒加利亚书也好，第三章、第四章都讲到这块石头。
So you read the Old Testament and Zechariah also, you can see this all mentioned about this stone.
你看看撒加利亚第四章。撒加利亚怎么讲的？不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，是依靠神的灵方能成事。说罗巴巴，大山在你的面前算什么？都要成为平地。
See, in Zechariah chapter 4, it says that not by power and not by strength, but by the Spirit of God. It says, Zerubbabel, what are the great mountain? Before you, the great mountain will become plain.
我们感谢神，他就举起一块石头放在殿顶上，然后他说恩惠，恩惠归给这个殿。
He will bring forth a top stone and shout to it grace and grace to it.
弟兄姊妹，只要我们把神主耶稣高举起来，在万事上居首位，这个教会就能够蒙福。恩惠，恩惠归给这殿，就是 God bless it.
So if we exalt Christ in the first place, then the church will be glorified and will say this is a blessing of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到我们的主耶稣不单是建造教会的根基，不单是建造教会的房角头块石头，他也是建造教会的那个 capstone 最高的那一块石头，石头，石头，石头。
So Lord Jesus, not only the foundation of the church, not only the chief cornerstone of the church, but also he is the capstone of the church.
我要把教会建造在这块磐石上面，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。弟兄姊妹，他不单是建造房、建造教会的材料，他也是建造教会的那一个匠人。
See, Lord Jesus says, I will build my church.Upon this rock, not only he himself is the material to build the church, but also he is the builder.
弟兄姊妹，这是神永远的旨意，所以一步一十八篇何等的重要。
So here we see that this is God's eternal purpose. That's why Psalm 118 is so important.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道一步一十八，一步一十篇，一步一十，一步一十八篇，同你我。同教会也有非常非常密切的关系啊。
So Psalm 118 has great relationship with the church today, with the you and me.
假如你能够明白，你真是要欢喜，要快乐，要敬拜，要赞美啊。
If you can truly understand the message, then you will be glad and be rejoicing in it.
主的那个十个方面的特征，今天要成为教会和你我的特征。
Because that the four aspects of the character of the Lord will become the characters of the church and you and me.
要成为你所有的， 成为你我所是的。
So you will become what you have and what you are today.
我们下次来交通。
And that will be left for next time.
我们今天还是回到118篇。
Now let's today turn to Psalm 118.
弟兄姊妹，这一首不但是弥赛亚的最后的一篇，这一篇也是哈利路亚的诗篇，就是赞美耶和华的诗篇。从118篇、117篇，一直到113篇，都是弥赛亚的赞美的诗篇呢。
So not only this is the last psalm about Messiah, but also this is a psalm of the Hallelujah theme. And you know that from 110 up to 113, it's all about the Hallelujah to the Lord.
110篇还不是，就是到从113篇一直到118篇，这都是 Hallelujah 的诗篇。
I'm sorry, it's not from 110, but from 113 to 118, these psalms are all Hallelujah psalms.
你看118篇一开始怎么讲的？愿颂赞归于耶和华，对不对？
In verse 1, Psalm 118 said, Give thanks to the Lord.
他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
For he is good, for his loving kindness is forever.
到了最后的两节，你看也是一样。
So the last verse of Psalm 118 is the same.
你是我的神，我们要称谢你，你是我们的神，我们要赠颂你。耶和华是应当称颂的，他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。这是哈利路亚的诗篇。
So you are my God, and I give thanks to you. You are my God, I extol you. Give thanks to the Lord for His good, His loving kindness is everlasting.
117篇就更清楚，只有两节圣经，两次哈利路亚。万国啊，你们要赞美耶和华；万民啊，你们要称颂他，因为他向我们发的慈爱是大的，他的信实存到永远。你们要赞美耶和华，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
To take another example, Psalm 117 has only two verses. It says, "Praise the Lord, all nations." Laud him, all people, for his loving kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
110, 我们要欢喜快乐来称颂耶和华。
So on Sunday, on Lord's Day, we should be rejoicing and be glad in it to praise the Lord.
我们知道诗篇118篇是主耶稣那一天同门徒设立了饼杯，最后他吃这个杯说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们的罪流出的。我实实在在告诉你，从此以后我不再喝这葡萄汁，只等到在父的国里和你们喝新的那日子。然后门徒和主耶稣基督就唱着诗歌往橄榄山去。他们最主要的只唱118篇。
You see that this hymn 118 is the hymn that Lord Jesus and his disciples sang. Remember that at the last day, the Lord Jesus took up the cup, says that this is my blood for covenant, for forgiveness of all people. And then he says that I will not drink this fruit of vine until the day that I drink anew with you in my Father's kingdom. And they sang the hymn, and they went out to the olives. And this hymn is that Psalm 118.
是主要他们所唱的，当然还有117篇，还有116篇，他们都有唱这首诗歌。
This is a primary hymn. They also sing 116 and 117.
弟兄姊妹，这首诗歌主耶稣带着门徒往橄榄山，也就是往着哥哥他去了。
So after singing this hymn, and he led the disciples to Olive, that means Gethsemane.
这首诗歌是得胜的诗歌，是凯歌。
So this,
是荣耀的诗歌。
So this psalm is a victorious psalm, and it is a song of victory.
主耶稣知道他钉十字架不是完了，是成了。
So Jesus knew that he was to be crucified. It was not done, but it was finished.
他的死不是羞耻，他的死是荣耀。
His death was not shame, but his death was glorious.
他的死不是失败，他的死是得胜。
His death was not failure, his death was victory.
所以你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死折腾到他来。为什么今天要薄饼，要陈列在众人的面前，说明这是得胜。
So that the Lord Jesus says, whenever you eat and drink, to declare the death of the Lord, and we remember until he comes, it means that it is victory.
我对我们教会的弟兄，这些弟兄说，因为我们有个习惯就是薄饼的时候，那些不信的人就出去了他们到墓道组去了，好像这个饼杯同他们没有什么关系。后来我就说了，弟兄姊妹，我们吃这饼喝这杯是表明，什么叫表明啊？宣扬宣传成立在这里，让世人看这个饼这个杯是主的得胜，主的荣耀，主成了，让他们知道，其实你叫他们也参加薄饼聚会，可能比他们去这个上墓道班的也更多。
So at our local assembly, we have this habit that whenever we have breaking bread, that non-believers will be ushered to another gospel class. But I told our brothers there, I said that whenever we have the breaking bread, it's the displaying, it's the proclaiming the death, and it is announcing the death and the victory of the Lord. So these non-believers need to hear that, know that it's more beneficial to them during this time to be in the breaking bread instead of in the gospel class.
感谢神，他们唱的诗说明他们里面的喜乐，对不对？一个人不喜乐，你能唱诗吗？雅各说，你们喜乐的时候，你们就要唱诗嘛，对吧？受苦的时候，你们要祷告嘛，有病的时候呢，请谁啊？叫长老来按手为你们祷告嘛。所以唱诗就是喜乐，你每天在唱诗吗？盼望我们弟兄姊妹每一天在家里也好，不但在教会中，在那里唱诗赞美，这是喜乐的表示。靠着耶和华而得的喜乐就是我们的力量。不要忧愁，弟兄姊妹，不要在主日还在那里劳苦愁烦的样子。所以你哪里有能力啊？哪里有力量能够胜过这个环境，胜过撒旦呢？靠着耶和华而得的喜乐就是我们的力量。他们哪一天去唱诗歌往迦南山去。
So on that day, Lord Jesus and disciples, they sang the psalms. You see, because they are rejoicing. Because only when you rejoice, you sing psalms. Like James says, when you are rejoicing, you sing hymns, you praise the Lord. When you are sick, you ask for the elder to come to anoint you. When you are in trouble, you pray. So we know that the joy from the Lord is our strength. Lord, so brothers and sisters, do not be sad. Do not be the worry too much, especially on Lord's Day, that you should be glad. No wonder many brothers and sisters do not have a strength, because only the joy from the Lord is our strength.
感谢主，所以你希米第八章第六节讲得很清楚，今天是圣日，主的日子，主的日子可能是安息日，我不哪里没有讲，但是今天我们可以用到今天呢，不要忧愁，这是主的日子，主的圣日，所以你们要欢喜快乐，感谢神，欢喜快乐。喜乐是医治的良药。今天为什么神的儿女身体那样的软弱？有一个原因，没有喜乐，对不对？正言讲得很清楚，喜乐是一个最好的药，不要吃其他的药。你只要每天喜乐、歌颂、赞美，不但有能力，你的身体就会健壮起来。
So here says, this is the day the Lord has made. This is we can use it as the first day of the week, the Sunday we're in now. So we need to be rejoicing. And because the joy is the best medicine. So if you're joyful, then you don't need any other medicines. So be joyful. And not only sing hymns at the church, but at home.
我姊妹马上要回来了，这是礼拜四要回来了。
My sister, my wife, will come back on this Thursday.
我每天都在数，还有几天，还有几天。
Every day I number how many days left for her to come back.
感谢主，还有三天。
Thank the Lord, there's 3 days left.
但是有一件事。
But there's one thing.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲的。
I often mention to brothers and sisters.
姊妹不在的时候，我在家里能够大喊大叫大唱。
When sisters are not at home, I can sing aloud and be joyful.
姊妹回来，她看见我要说我神经病。
But when sister is there, then she will question me. Say, am I mad?
她会害怕。Am I,
so she will be afraid.
感谢主，我现在一醒过来，我就在那里大喊大叫。
So whenever I wake up, that I praise the Lord with a loud voice.
感谢主，靠着耶和华得的喜乐是我们的。所以那一天他们唱着诗歌往橄榄山去，主耶稣知道他得荣耀的时候已经到了，不经过十字架，不经过苦难，不流血，他没有办法得着荣耀。
So that day, that night, they sang the hymns, joyful hymns, but he knew that without going through the cross, they will not be victorious.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣那一天吃的杯拿起来祝谢了，这个杯叫什么杯你们知道吗？
You know,
这个杯叫喜乐的杯。
You know that the night that Lord Jesus took up the cup, you know what cup it is? This cup is called cup of joy.
弟兄姊妹，你去问这个犹太人这些拉比啊，就是很资深的那个拉比，他会告诉你们，现在他们过逾越节，马上他们过逾越节了，3月30号一直到4月7号就是他们过逾越节的日子。假如你有空有兴趣，你到他们会堂里面去看一看，他们过逾越节有几个杯。
So if you ask a rabbi, experienced rabbi, and then now that Passover is near from March 30th to April 7th is Jewish Passover, and you can, if you want, you can be with them and see how many cups they have.
有杯是肯定有的。
We know that they will have some cup.
因为那一天晚上主耶稣拿起杯来，对不对？这个杯就是逾越节的杯嘛。
So that night the Lord Jesus took up the cup. That cup is cup for the Passover.
我讲这是个喜乐的杯。
I said this is a cup of joy.
你去看看，他们有四个杯。
So you see that they have 4 cups.
其实你看出埃及记啊。第六章一直到出埃及记的第13章都是前前后后讲到逾越节的整个过程嘛，对不对？第六章开始。
So if you read Exodus 6 and 12, they all mention Passover.
弟兄姊妹，你知道第六章你好好的去看，他会告诉你为什么我们有四个杯。因为出埃及记第六章有4次提到我是耶和华，刚好4次。
If you ask why they have 4 cups, because in Exodus 6, Lord mentioned I am the Lord 4 times in the Exodus 6.
你看第六章，耶和华对摩西怎么讲，对不对？他说现在你必然要看见我向着法老王所显的大能啊，然后呢他要把你们离开这个地，他们并且要把你们赶出这块地，那就是埃及的这块地，他们要到迦南美地区。
So in that passage it mentioned that Lord Jesus Lord will with the outstretched arm, with the great judgment, he will judge them and deliver Israel from his hand.
接下来他怎么讲的？
And what follows?
他说你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各相信我是全能的神，他们相信耶和华是全能的神。
So Lord tell Moses that the Abraham, Isaac and Jacob actually known God as God Almighty.
但是你们不相信我的名是耶和华，你觉得奇怪？相信他是全能的神，但是不相信他的名就是耶和华。所以接下来有四次讲到 I am, I am, I am, I am， 我要把你们带出来，我要用大能的手，要用这些灾难，我来惩罚埃及人。
So his Lord Jesus said, God says that as my name, the Lord, that I did not make myself known to them. So by this name, I am the Lord, he mentioned four times, he said he will deliver them from the bondage of the Egyptians.
我同你们祖宗立的约不会失去的。我要把迦南美地给你们作为产业，所以我一定要履行我的约。
So he said he also established covenant with them to give this land to them, and God swore to their forefathers will give this land to the sons of Israel as possession.
到了那时候你们就知道我是你们的神，你们是我的百姓。
So on that day they shall know that I am the Lord and your God.
你们呼喊我这个哀求的声音我已经听见了，我要把你们从做苦工的一种环境里面带出来，我要把你们这些重担挪开，让你们得到自由。哎呀，神要拯救他们。
The Lord says that I have heard groaning of sons of Israel in Egypt, because Egypt put them under the bondage, and he says that I will bring you out from under the burden of Egyptians.
接下来我们知道就有十个灾难，对不对？
And what follows are 10 plagues.
到了第十二章你去看。
Until chapter 12.
十二章他们就耶和华就同他们立下了那个过逾越节的那一个日子。
And in chapter 12, now Lord set up this the day of Passover for them to celebrate.
并且要叫他们看重这一天。
And God said, you have to take this day seriously.
你若是去看民数记第九章讲得很清楚，除了你身体不洁净，除了你在远方旅行不能来受逾越节，那么你们要在这个正月份就变成二月份那一天，你们还是要守的。不管怎样，你们一年中间一定要守一次逾越节。若是不守逾越节，就要把它指使。你就看到神何等看重逾越节。今天来讲，神何等看重我们的不平。纪念主。
So in number 9, God shows how he is so serious about this day. He says, unless you're unclean, unless you're far away traveling, that you need to make up even in the second month to observe Passover. If anyone who does not observe Passover should be cut off from among the people of Israel. See, this how the Lord regards Passover so seriously. And today, Passover is our breaking bread.
神非常看重，非常宝贝。
And God regards it as very important and very precious.
我最近同弟兄姊妹交通不平的重要，我已经讲了六次。
Recently, I shared the importance of breaking bread. I already shared 6 times.
弟兄姊妹，你去看十二章，很奇怪，没有看见杯啊。他们要把血涂在门框上，我们都知道，那就是逾越节的那一个，所以他们要受逾越节嘛，对不对？羔羊的血嘛。
In chapter Exodus chapter 12, it didn't mention cups, but it mentioned the blood that put on the doorposts and on the lintel of the houses.
他们要吃烤的羊羔，哎呀，味道真好啊，真香啊！羊羔烤的，要烤的，然后要吃无酵饼，饼也是烤的。当然，这是制作今天主耶稣受的苦，今天没有时间讲了。
So.And also, they need to eat the flesh of the lamb, and then roast it with the fire, and it was very, smells very good, and then tasteful, I think. And they're going to eat with the unleavened bread as well. So it talks about Lord Jesus' suffering.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们今天能够从这个门进去，我们就得救了吗？约翰福音第十章，主耶稣说，我就是羊的门。在我以先的都是贼，都是强盗，我们的羊也不听他们。我是这个门，从这门进来的就能够得救，出入能够得 草吃，对不对？为什么我们进了这个门就得救了？感谢主！你看见这个门外有什么东西啊？门外有主耶稣基督的血。我们一进这个门，我们蒙了拯救。
So the reason we enter through this door will be saved because it's covered with the blood of the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus says in John chapter 10, He says, I am the door, and those who came before me are thieves and robbers, and the sheep do not hear them. But I am the door, and he who enters through me will be saved, and going out and in, and finding the pasture.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见这里没有提到杯，但是我相信杯一定有的。今天你到犹太人店里去买东西啊，他有一种葡萄酒，葡萄酒上面写了很清楚 Passover 用的那个葡萄酒，其中有11%的酒精的成分，他们今天都是喝这个酒。
So even though here it doesn't mention the cups, but it must have a cup, because if you go to Jewish store to buy Passover wine, and it was clearly mentioned in the wine bottle is for Passover, and it is 11% alcohol.
有一次大概一个月以前，我拿了一瓶就是这个酒，葡萄酒，我带到教会里，我就交给他们说，你们薄饼的时候，你们可以用这个酒啊，这是 Passover 的酒。但是我说你们要尝一尝啊，因为我没有尝过这个有酒味的到底重不重。假如真的重，那你就不要拿出来，这个怕有些年轻的弟兄他们吃了会得有反应。结果果然那一个专门负责的饼杯的，他喝了一点，他说是有一点了，但是没有什么重。结果反应啊，在这一天好多年轻的，哎呀，吃了不行，有些甚至于吐出来。那我说你赶快不要用这个酒，所以他们一定过逾越节，他们有酒杯喝这个酒的，这是肯定的。
So once I brought this Passover wine to the church and asked brothers to have a taste of it, see if they can get used to it, and I'm afraid of some of the younger believers may not be able to take it because someone allergic to wine. So this brother tasted, says it's okay, but the younger brother and sister, some of them actually couldn't take it and even vomited. So I asked them to take it away and not to use it anymore. But they do have cup during the Passover.
感谢神，我们的主喝了这个杯，喜乐的杯，他们就往橄榄山去了。
So I thank the Lord that Lord have taken this cup of joy. After that, they went to Olives, Mount Olives.
时间已经过了一点了，我还有很多很多要讲的。我想刚刚念的启示录，哎呀，还有很多要讲的，我们都没有时间交通。反正我们今年还有3次的时间，我们再来交通。
So my time is already up. I have so many to share, but we don't have time today. But we have another 3 times to share this year. So we'll share that then.
但愿我们马上就要下面就要薄饼了。
Soon after this message, we're going to have a breaking bread today.
让我们这次带着个感恩的心，我们来赞美我们的主，拯救我们的主，为我们流血的主。
Let's have a grateful heart as we at the breaking bread and to remember to praise our Lord.
一面纪念主，一面我们欢喜快乐领受这个饼和杯。
On one side, we thank the Lord. Another side, we'll fill with the joy to thank the Lord.
诗篇116篇，弥赛亚哈利路亚的诗篇，你还记得中间有这一段话？我拿什么来报答耶和华所赐给我的厚恩？我就什么什么举起什么救恩的杯来称颂他的名，巴不得我们等会薄饼的时候，我们都能够举起这个救恩的杯，我们来称颂我们的主。感谢主，我们今天得到了何等的厚恩，何等的大爱，叫我们今天成了何等的人。若是你明白诗篇110篇，我刚刚讲过了，你一定真是要跳跃，要歌颂，要赞美。
So in Psalms 116, it says, what do I have to repay your grace? But the only thing I can do is to lift up the cup of salvation to praise your name. May we all later at the breaking bread to take up this cup of salvation to give thanks to the Lord who loved us so much, died for us. Let's bow and have a prayer.
主人的话, 到此结束,
Lord, this is the end of the word of the servant.
只要是出于你的话,
the any word that from your mouth will have power.
出于你的话,
your word will not return in vain.
主让你的话在我们里面感动我们, 你的话就是灵, 就是生命。
May you touch us with your word, because your word is life, is spirit.
主若是我们能够照着听你的话, 留心听你的话, 我们就吃美物像肥甘, 我们的心中就能够喜乐, 我们也能够活过来。
If we pay attention to your word, then we will taste the blessing and fatness with your word, and we will be joyful.
弟兄主啊, 你所给我们的何等的厚恩大爱。
Lord, what you have given us is such great grace and love.
我们敬拜你,
we worship you.
你用自己的, 你爱我们, 用自己的血,
you love us and you redeem us through your precious blood.
主你让我们成为君王,
you make us a king.
成为祭司来服侍我们的父神,
you make us a priest to serve God our Father.
但愿荣耀全能, 都归给你, 从今世, 一直到永永远远。
May the glory and authority be to you from today unto eternity.
我们祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣的名。
In Jesus' precious and victorious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.